This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1088. How to figure out what you should do for a living if you hate your job. Part 1 by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily. And if you're a new listener, this is simply where I read articles about our work life to you every single day. We take these blog posts and put them into audio form on a daily basis. And today's post is a little bit longer than normal, so I'm going to read the first half for you today and then finish up the rest tomorrow. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to figure out what you should do for a living if you hate your job. Part 1 by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. When I was a kid, I always tried new things just for the heck of it. I never thought about it too hard. I simply went with the flow and followed my interests wherever they took me. For example, I spent one summer reading the encyclopedia all day because I was curious about all the cool facts hidden in these massive tomes. I spent hundreds of hours creating the Ultimate Legend of Zelda strategy guide on a typewriter. I played Street Fighter II for 8 hours a day so I could beat all of my friends. And I spent hours learning how to fold various animals out of square pieces of paper so I could entertain my friends. Origami. No one ever told me to do these things, and I did them out of pure enjoyment. In fact, I never once gave these activities a second thought, and my parents didn't force me to do them either. And the best part? If I didn't feel like doing something anymore, I stopped. I never wondered whether it was a good use of my time. I never pontificated about how I could make any money from it. I just did it. So let me ask you this. Do you remember back when you were a kid? Do you remember when you pursued an activity just because you loved it and not because you needed to earn money? Do you remember the last time you simply went with the flow and followed your interests? What should I do with my life? What is it about adulthood that ruins everything? Do we stop taking action because we are burdened with more responsibility? Do we forget how to enjoy what we do because we have mouths to feed and mortgages to pay? The other day, I received an email from a reader asking me what he should do with his life. Quote, "Steve, I work a full-time job that I hate. I desperately want to start my own business, but I have no idea where to begin. Can you be my mentor and help me get started? How do I find my passion?" End quote. Now, I know I'm Chinese and all, but for some reason everyone thinks that I'm Confucius. If selling handkerchiefs online qualifies me to be a philosopher, then so be it. Chufucius says that you have already found your passion. You just haven't realized it yet. Becoming a child again. One of the biggest excuses that I hate hearing from anyone is that they, quote-unquote, don't have time to start a business. If you look at my current lifestyle, I run an online store, a blog, an e-commerce course, podcast, and I work full-time with 2 kids. I've had guests on my podcast who homeschool 7 kids while running multiple 6-figure businesses. First off, I seriously doubt that you have no time to spare, but that's beside the point. You're clearly spending your time somewhere. And the key is to figure out what you're doing with it. And I'm willing to bet that you found your passion already without realizing it. Remember when you were a kid and you didn't care? I'm willing to bet that the kid inside of you still exists, but you've never tried to embrace it. So, question number 1 is, how are you spending all of your leisure time? What do you enjoy doing that doesn't feel like work? Have you ever tried to do anything with it? "Steve, I like playing video games all day." "Steve, I like reading romance novels whenever I have free time." "Steve, I like to eat out at restaurants." How the f*** can I turn this into a business? Well, have you tried? First off, let's get this out of the way first. Your problem isn't about finding your passion. The real problem lies with your priorities, your productivity, and your confidence that you can actually make money doing what you enjoy. So let's address these one by one. Have you ever tried to do anything about your interests? Have you ever tried to document your knowledge on a blog? Have you ever tried to express your opinion through a podcast or video? And have you ever tried to make your mind accessible to the outside world? If the answer is no to all of these questions, then sorry, you have never tried to pursue your passion. Period. You can't complain that your passion is worthless until you've given it an honest try. For example, if you like playing video games all day, I'm willing to bet that you're expert enough to influence other fellow gamers. If you like eating out, then there's probably a group of people out there who want to know what you think about a particular restaurant or type of food. If you aren't sharing your knowledge, then start doing so, and good things will happen. The medium doesn't matter. Just put yourself out there and document your thoughts. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Figure Out What You Should Do for a Living If You Hate Your Job, by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks to Steve for letting us share his post. When his wife became pregnant and she planned to stay home with the baby, they knew that they were going to need to find some more income. So the couple started a little online store called Bumblebee Linens. And in just 1 year, they were able to replace his wife's salary of $100,000 per year. And they started My Wife Quit Her Job to document all of it, including income reports. As of 2016, Steve said he expected to have the website's first seven-figure year, which is obviously a huge achievement. But he didn't stop there. He started the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast and even held his very first e-commerce conference called the Sellers Summit. So clearly he has done a lot, and you can learn all about it at MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. Once again, thanks to Steve for letting us share his work as well. Okay, that's going to do it for today, but that's not the end of this post. That was just part one. So please join me again tomorrow where we will do part two of this post and where your optimal life awaits.